Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Dan's Health Talks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been educating people on nutrition. Well, actually, years before I started radio. I started radio in March of 97, and I invented the Hydrotone exercise equipment, which took me around the world training trainers, primarily sometimes professional athletes and or their trainers at different pro teams. And or like when I went to Japan, we certified 100 different trainers there in a 10-day program. And so I didn't work with their people they were training. I was training them. That's how it usually went. So been at this a long time, and nutrition has been something I've been, even when I was in high school, and you know, the coaches had me work out the weight room routine for the football team. And also I would write out things they needed to eat to help put on muscle for football. And probably was overkill back then. It was pretty naive on a lot of the stuff that we knew at the time, but the science has gotten really, really good. But here's an area that is controversial, and each person has to decide on their own what they want to do here. But do you vaccinate your children or not? There are a lot of natural things you can do to avoid disease, but some of these diseases we need. I was exposed to, and so was all my brothers and sisters and friends, you know, measles, mumps, chickenpox. All those. I don't remember anyone having rubella, but probably did. But it was just a common thing. And we went through it, and we were stronger for it. But now they load up so much. What I worry about on vaccinations is they don't spread them out. When a little baby leaves the hospital, they have, what, 16 or more vaccinations before they even leave the hospital? Well, that overwhelms the immune system in many cases, and I think it sets up autoimmune response, which is where we get a lot of these problems. And when I was a child, and I'm pretty old now, I'm 70 years old, but when I was a child, I think we had 6 vaccinations by the time we entered the first grade. But they keep coming up more and more, and they feel like if you don't get a vaccination, you're going to die. And I guess occasionally someone might die of measles, but in an article I was reading saying that more people died of the vaccination than died of the measles, that people got sick of it, from it. And my own case, I haven't had a flu vaccination, and I hate to say this to people, and maybe it's something I should do now that I'm older, but I haven't had a flu vaccination probably in 30 years. I used to get them like most people on a regular basis, and I noticed I'd get sick anyway. I mean, wasn't sure if it wasn't the flu vaccination that was making me sick. And there's a doctor that I go to on a regular basis to get blood work done. And his nurse said, are you getting the flu vaccination? And I said, nah, I find that I probably get sick more by taking it than I do by leaving it alone. And she said, good for you. And she wasn't going to say that until I told her where I stood. And said, out of 10 people in the office, only one of them gets the vaccination. I won't tell you who the doctor is. But in private practice, but a lot of people in the medical world, they don't want to take them, but they have to. They can't work in the hospital without taking them, or they can't work in certain clinics and stuff without taking them. And I understand that. You have to make your own choice. There's a common statement that you can look up that's Dr. Ingram has talked about it and other people on my show. They say if you get flu vaccination 10 times a row, and I don't know, 99% of the people out there probably have, your likelihood of Alzheimer's goes up greatly. Well, the reason they believe is because of the mercury that's been in these vaccinations. And that mercury is supposed to be taken out. But I understand after they promised they would take it out, people did research and found it was still there. And the reason the mercury's there is the bacteria that you're vaccinating for is supposed to be dead. It keeps it dead. but it builds up in our own body. It's highly toxic to us. I don't understand why they don't use silver. They can do the same thing with silver, and silver wouldn't hurt you at all. It could actually be quite good for you in many ways. But for whatever reason, that's what they traditionally did, and they got tied to that. So, and there's other ways you could approach it, too, and keep that bacteria dead and not be a problem. So that is a concern. So you have to make your own choice here. Would I vaccinate my kids? Boy. I know the natural things. I can use really high-quality silver and different other things to fight off diseases very effectively. I can use a lot of natural herbs. Probably not, but I might not have any choice. They may not be able to go to school without it. So that, and then if the kid gets sick and he gets really sick, then they accuse you of child abuse. What a wonderful thing the pharmaceutical companies have worked out. So they sell billions of dollars worth of vaccinations every year. And if you don't do what they want, you can go to jail for it. And you know, it's supposed to be a free country here. But this is an area that they've got laws passed. And I know there was more measles in up in New York in this Orthodox Jewish community that wasn't getting vaccinated. Now, I also understand, though, the new strand of measles is not the one I was vaccinated against, or I don't know if I was ever vaccinated against, but it's not the strand that they're vaccinating against a few years ago. It's mutated, and it's a new strand. So even the vaccination, it may not work. And the things that scare me about over-vaccinating is all the new diseases they make, like MRSA, that resistant staph. They said it would take a million years of evolution to create that. But we created it in a few decades of vaccinating, and bacteria keeps making a change and trying to fight off. The bacteria has little dots in it called somatids. And those somatids, when you approach it with a vaccination and it survives, it records how it survived. That somatid, that little dot inside the bacteria, is also passed on to other bacteria, maybe not even in the same strand. In fact, not in the same strand. But it gives the other bacteria information on how to resist. So we just stimulate it to come up with its own resistance. And that's why they also tell you when they do give you an antibiotic, take the whole damn thing. Go through the, just as it says, go all the way through it. Because if you just start it and say, okay, I'm going to quit now, you've just stimulated the bacteria to mutate, but you haven't really killed it off. So it's going to carry that somatid information on, and you're setting yourself up to get really sick down the line. But again, bacteria destroys the probiotics. And when you destroy the probiotics, people get fat, they feel bad, their brain may bring on Alzheimer's, inflammation. So you have to follow it with rounds of good quality probiotics. I think Brenda Schwartz has some really great probiotics. There's a number of good ones out there. In fact, it's good to mix them up and experiment with different probiotics. Garden of Life has some great ones, the doctor's lines. So the Body Dynamics that they have over there in Mega Health, all are fantastic. But you really have to work on it because you're supposed to have 3.5 to 4 pounds of good probiotics in your gut. You do a round of antibiotics, you may not have any. And that is so important to your health. You can't believe how important it is to your health. And they can fatten cows up by giving them antibiotics because it'll make them crave grains and sugar, if you give them sugar. But it makes them crave that starch because once you get rid of that probiotics, then it changes the chemistry of the brain and it changes their cravings. And they know what they're doing. They don't give them enough probiotics to really stop the bacteria, but they give them enough to kill off the probiotics in the gut of the animals. So why are we doing it to ourselves? We look at a society. I saw a picture of people in 19 I think it was early 1970s on the beach. There wasn't a heavy set person there. And now, I mean, there's a lot of people walking around in their bikinis and swimsuits and stuff. Not a heavy set person there. But now, trying to find a slender person on the beach is a hard thing to do. Part of it is corn syrup. The other part is antibiotics. And there's other factors, sedentary lifestyle and things. But it has more to do with corn syrup and antibiotics than even the lifestyle, the sedentary lifestyle. So we have to become smart about this. We've created our own plague because the obesity epidemic is bringing on, is related to heart disease, diabetes, even cancer, and Alzheimer's, and all kinds of underlining, is underlining causes. It's also related to inflammation. And be aware, if you've taken antibiotics, you got to really spend some time, probably 6 months of taking a lot of probiotics, and also eating fermented food. Fermented food is a good way to build that up too. And when you buy fermented sauerkraut or fermented pickles or whatever, you have fermented food or kimchi. On the fermented sauerkraut and on the fermented pickles, it should not say vinegar. It should have been fermented with salt water and distilled water and some sea salt. And that's true fermentation. That is with trillions of probiotics in that. So that's the way you have to approach it. You eat a lot of that and take probiotics because you want some of these to be coated in such a way they get down into the small intestine. And you have to do that. And again, it's a sad situation. We've created diseases that shouldn't exist, but we're geniuses at doing that kind of thing. So listening to a show like this, learning, I can put some experts on here that are really adamant about not taking antibiotics. But we live in a society that's not easy to do, and I don't want you to get in trouble. You can make the decision for yourself. We're not taking vaccinations. There's times you need some antibiotics. One time I had a respiratory disease. That's the only thing I could do. I had to take it. But then I knew that I had to follow with a lot of probiotics. Folks, we'll be right back. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. If you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market. I want you to hear it as well. I was talking to Dr. Frank when I was in his office. He had this special silver that he was real excited about. And I've used silver off and on for years. And when you get a good silver, it can make a world of difference. And back in 95, I was traveling with 144 people from 23 different countries and down in Peru. And everyone but about five of us got really sick from diarrhea. And, I mean, they were hospitalized, a lot of them. I didn't because we were taking silver, and it stopped that. So I was asking him about the silver he uses and what he thinks. So I want to share that because we haven't talked about that. And Dr. Frank, you do all this mission work going into Nepal and other countries, and I know you got to travel where there's not much medical help that you can do on yourself if you got sick. So what do you do to prepare for a trip? What do you take with it, and what do you use outside of some of your other techniques in the, what I'd say, the broad nutritional world to support people there?
Yeah, well, that's a fun thing to talk about. Silver would be the number one thing that either domestically or internationally I would always travel with. Silver, and specifically the silver we're talking about, is several generations newer than what many people know of as colloidal silver. Now, colloidal silver has been around for a century, and it certainly is better than what came before it, which was silver salts and silver proteins and that type of thing. So, but in the last 10 to 20 years, the whole area of structured silver, nanoparticle structured silver, pH adjusted, all of that, has been tremendous work from a guy that has actually become a friend of mine through the years, primarily because of our work in Kenya, where we treat malaria and typhoid fever, as well as, you know, GI problems and coughs and colds and things like that, eye infections, ear infections, whatnot. Silver has shown to be remarkably effective. And so, for instance, my wife and I never take any of the malaria preventive medicines. We just take silver because we've watched it for 14 years cure virtually every case of silver, every case of malaria. The only problem is, even though we give it to them free, if they don't take it, it doesn't work. So if you take it, the structured silver is, as I say, it's several generations more advanced than colloidal silver. So you've got a better suspension, you've got a better bioavailability, you've got a even higher safety factor, but you've got a great effectiveness. And, you know, for people, both lay people as well as doctors that aren't familiar, silver is routinely used in so many applications in medicine that there's no reason this needs to sound strange. Because, for instance, silver filters are used in hospital heating and air conditioning filters to filter out bacteria and viruses. Silver is used impregnated into stents that are put into either into the kidney, urinary system, or stents in the cardiac coronary vessels, things like that. So silver is used currently and has been for many years in medical applications. Mm-hmm. Silver's on the space shuttle, you know. So so silver has many, many applications and has been shown to be effective for bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungus, you know, depending on whether you're talking about pink eye or malaria or GI problems, then we may vary the doses a bit. But it tends to be a tremendously safe and effective way to treat these issues. And it does not compete or interfere with antibiotics. In fact, a number of good studies show that it potentiates when people are on antibiotics. It actually potentiates. But, you know, some of the worst thing you can see is the MRSA, the resistant Staph aureus, and these super bugs that are coming out. Well, they don't develop resistance to silver.
That's what
a number of mechanisms.
I was going to mention MRSA because I heard that they spray the hospitals down, the rooms down with silver. You know, it's like spraying it down with water, folks. You can't tell the silver's in there, but they spray that down. You know, if someone had been in there with MRSA, so it doesn't contaminate the whole hospital.
Yeah, you'll clear. Studies have shown that you can take methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, is what MRSA stands for, and within 2 to 6 minutes in a petri dish, it'll be dead from the silver, you know, just spraying it. So there's a lot of applications for silver, but, you know, a lot of my patients, we have the oral silver that you take orally. We've got the gel for either female genital, intravaginal area issues, or I have patients that use it for issues on their face. The gel is tremendous to help heal and repair the face. We've got the nasal spray, the eye drops. There's a lot of applications now. And that's the number one thing I'll travel with. You know, a few years ago, I was asked by the man that owns the company on Silver. He said, I don't know anybody that's traveled as much as you as a physician. And through all the missions and the thousands of people we've taken care of, seen such a broad range of things. And so he asked me to write a book, and I wrote a book called Travel Well Naturally, so that when we travel, and that can be domestic or internationally, we can stay well and we can do it naturally. And so in this book, after the introductory chapter, the first chapter is on how to effectively use silver. The second one is how to effectively use activated charcoal, which is a very inexpensive but a very, very important thing to carry. Again, whether you're domestic or international, activated charcoal can be a remarkable substance to take at the first signs of any gastrointestinal problem. Typically, a few capsules once or twice will clear, because the charcoal actually absorbs the bacteria or viruses that are creating the problem. And in addition to that, it absorbs the toxins that are created. So you clear the bug and the toxins, which is a real important step.
Now, we're just out of time here. I wanted to let people know where you go. But by the way, I've always said you can solve the methane problem with the cows and pigs and stuff if you put charcoal in their food. So tell people how to get a hold of you.
Hey, the clinic is at 405-763-7603. And we have a new website, Dan. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's re-genesishealth.com.
No, I'll have to look at it. Thank you, Doc. I want to talk to you more very soon.
Great.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate you joining me this afternoon. Well, depending on where you're at, in Oklahoma City, where I'm recording this, it's playing at 12 to 1. But, I mean, you may be in Japan listening to me or somewhere, and it may be 2 o'clock in the morning. So I have no idea where you're listening to it, but I really appreciate you being here. Now, I want to talk about something that's becoming a real problem. As I was saying in a section before this, we're geniuses at creating our own problems. I mean, the things man has done to himself, besides the inhumanity to man, just the things that we make conveniences that we cause ourselves a lot of problems. I mean, we created a sedentary lifestyle. Now, of course, there's a lot of people going to the gym and out running and doing everything else. But we also spend too much time in front of the computer, on our phones, not moving around, and just, you know, becoming inactive. And which will age us. They say that sitting too much will cause a type of Alzheimer's, actually, by not moving. To break that of it, when I'm working on a computer, I do this little routine
that I learned from Dr. McCullough, and he calls it a nitric oxide dump. And what you do is you do 20 squats, just freehand squats, and you swing your arms up as you squat down. And you do 20 of those. Then you stand up, feet a little bit apart, and you bring your hands above your head like you're doing side straddle hops, but you're not jumping. And then you put your arms out in front of you, and one comes straight up in front of your up in the air, another down, and you start going up and down 20 times. Everything is 20. I do it 21. And then you put your hands either on your hips or in front of you, and then you bring them straight above your head. I like sometimes to do it on the hips, like I'm bringing my hands above my head, going like a person at a football game going, hooray, you know, that type of motion. You repeat that 3 times. The most important part about it is the squat, because as you sit so much, your hip joint starts tightening up, even calcifying, and the muscles lose some of the range of motion. And I started feeling some of that going on. Even though I teach exercise and I do some long-range motion, I could tell my hips were bothering me. And so I started doing that routine on my the days I'm not at the gym. I started doing that routine. First, I don't think my body liked it real well. Now my body craves it and needs it, and it has made a world of difference. So that's a simple thing to do. And you can go on McCullough.com and look for nitric dump exercises, and that's a good one. If you have back problems, another routine that I use to keep my back in good shape, because I one time injured it many years ago, and I used to have problems with it, and still can if I sleep wrong or do something wrong. I still can to a degree. But besides the exercise system I invented, the Hydrotone system that has done wonders for keeping everything working well, I also do Dr. Eric Goodman's foundation training. And you can Google that, foundation training by Dr. Eric Goodman. And his exercises for the back, a little different than anything I've seen before. Some of them I've seen before. But his main exercise, where you get the hamstrings vibrating, moving back and forth, so this not only the primary movers, which would be the hamstrings, the stabilizers and the synergistic muscles all start moving together and getting things back working in harmony with each other. And it only takes 12 minutes. And I like doing the routine. I've been doing it now for a couple of years, and I really like doing that routine. But you need to add movement and then get into something you're going to keep doing. Swimmers live longer than any other form of exercise, and probably because they don't get injured like maybe a bicycler or a runner or something, maybe part of the reason. But there's also, when your chest is underwater, you pump 20% more blood, so you can actually work out harder, and the coolness of the water dispenses body heat 4 times faster than the air. So you can work out harder and not feel like you're working out harder. You work at a more efficient level, and yet the training effect of working out harder translates to land. And we proved that with my Hydrotone equipment, that they had one group do circuit training with Nautilus machines, and then a group do circuit training with my Hydrotone equipment. And this is all done at Miami, Florida's High Performance Laboratory, and this was done many, many years ago, I think probably late 80s, maybe about 1990. 89, somewhere in there. And we outperformed the circuit training by Nautilus. We had a 25% improvement on the treadmill test. They didn't have any. And we had greater strength gains. So I know what you can do in water. And I used to tell people you can spend $100,000 on Nautilus machines, or you can buy a pool for $20,000 and buy my equipment and save yourself $80,000. That was my joke at trade shows that I explained to me. But it was absolutely true. I can do so much more with my Hydrotone equipment. But right now it's not being sold. It may be soon again, but right now my old partner had shut down, and I think someone's going to maybe start selling it again. My patents ran out many, many years ago, so I just like to see it go on. But movement is essential. Movement is healing to the body. They used to say, and you feel it, you know, oh, my knee hurts, my back hurts, I can't move. And I was watching a good explanation on that, that people say, well, your knee is worn out because of too much movement. Actually, the opposite can be true, that when you don't move, then it's really the cartilage, the top layer of the cartilage can get rubbed off. And the next layer, it doesn't have the same membrane, and so the immune system can attack it and cause inflammation there. But movement brings fluid in. It's a pump. When you bend your knee or move your ankle, when you step down, you bring fluid in or you pump fluid out. When you lift up and there's a gap there, you bring the fluid into it. And it's necessary to have that movement. That will is healing itself. But when your back is hurting or your legs are hurting or whatever activity, you go, no, I can't. I don't want to move. I'm just going to stand still until I feel better. The best way to feel better is to do some gentle moving and start moving around and get used to it. You didn't have to tell a child to move around and move in all these different directions. But adults, we have to educate them to get back into the groove, move. And so, you know, and if you like to dance, put on some music and dance. You know, if there's may not be anyone around to see you, but put on some music and dance, or just, you know, play with it a little bit, sway a little bit if you're not really want to get aggressive about it. I like to put on some rock and roll and rock out every so often. I like to dance, but if I'm not going to a place where I can dance, I'll just put on some music at the house and dance around. Great way. Amazing how much better you feel. And it's so good for your mood and everything, too. Now, we'll be right back, folks. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. CV Sciences has Plus CBD Oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD Oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD Oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have Chris Moore with me, and Chris is a PhD in fitness science, I believe. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, exercise physiology.
Exercise physiology, and a master's in nutrition. So yeah, Chris and I, we were talking about this off the air. We sort of flipped. I started off with my master's in fitness, and then got a doctorate in nutrition, and he's done the opposite direction. But he's a spokesman for Nordic Naturals. He works with a lot of pro teams. He's been on a lot of TV shows. You may have seen him on CBS, NBC, ABC. He's written Fitness Nutrition for Special Dietary Needs. He likes to make a lot of noise in the background.
I want you to remember that I'm here.
Yeah, I remember you're there. I'm trying to give you a plug here, buddy. Platinum workouts, a lot of different things. So, Chris, well, off the air, we were talking that you just came across some new research on the way omega-3 affects children and their mood and their behavior. Give me more information about that. I love learning from my people I'm interviewing.
Yeah, absolutely. So this study showed basically that kids who added omega-3s to their diet, and it was about 1 gram a day in this particular study, had less behavioral issues. And this was 8 to 16-year-old children, I guess technically children up to teenagers, But what they found was one group got the omega-3s, one group did not. And those who did, like I said, had less behavioral issues when they're supplementing with those omega-3s. And really, that's just one more nail in the omega-3 coffin when we talk about the benefits for overall brain health. So I think I really liked seeing that, because we need more studies, especially with that age group. Again, it's always, we could always talk about, we think there's benefits to kids, but when we see true studies, that really hammers it home.
Yeah, we know it's protective to the neurons, but in a short term, it's not that you're experiencing. It has to be something else. The DHA is actually getting in the brain and calming it rather quickly. And same thing it does for the heart. People that have AFib find great effects with omega-3 oils and being beneficial, yep, if they take high enough dosages. So whatever the depression, I know there was a double-blind study done on Prozac and omega-3, and omega-3 outperformed it. No surprise to me, because I don't think Prozac is very good at what it's supposed to do anyway, but it did outperform it. So why would you take something that has all this backlash effects when you might be able to get the same benefit by taking something that's maybe the most healthy thing you can do to yourself? Now, I think you agree with this, Chris. People need to be aware that omega-6 oils, which are safflower oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, soy oil, peanut oil, and not cottonseed oil. I used to say canola oil, but I understand it's sort of benign. Those right. all create inflammation, and we have about a right. 30-to-1 ratio, where we should have closer to a 2-to-1 of omega-6 to omega-3. So every one of us need it. But it's interesting that the children, I mean, they were putting omega-6 oils at one time, hydrogenated oil in baby food.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And again, I would say that most times, a lot of times it catches up. They don't necessarily know. I don't think they're purposely doing it to harm kids. But then you look back at that and think, now knowing what we know, oh my gosh, how could they even do such a thing? And, you know, taking a step back, looking at why these omega-3s, and there's many, many reasons, but why they're so important for brain health, on a very, very kind of basic, simple terms, the brains, all of our brains are very fatty tissues. And the primary fat within our brains is one of the omega-3s that's found in fish oil, which is called DHA. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where things like Nordic Naturals come into play. It's a very rich source of DHA. And eating fish, certainly, again, for adults and kids, unfortunately, most people aren't eating any, or definitely not enough.
Yeah, fish fingers doesn't count.
definitely not.
Yeah, they've known for a long time that people that live in areas that have cold water fish or live close to the ocean that eat a lot of fish or eat other fish. I mean, I don't know if lobster has much fish. We do know octopus does, but they eat mainly salmon and things of that sort. The depression levels in those areas of the country are so much lower than they are in the middle of the United States, where they don't have access to that. But even then, fast food has taken over so much that people just don't get what they might have got 50 years ago.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And like you said, most people aren't eating the fish. But when you look at the countries that are, Japan, for example, Greenland Eskimos, for example, they have the lowest rates of cardiovascular or heart disease in the entire world. Other countries, Norway, actually where Nordic Naturals manufacturing plant is, there's been some studies with children and brain health and standardized test scores, and looking how they've positively affected that as well. So when you put all those pieces together, again, it just shows you how important the omega-3s are to have a sufficient quantity within your body. My kids, I have a 3- and a 6-year-old. They've been taking it, well, literally since they've been fetuses, because my wife took a hefty dose when she was pregnant. And even still now, they take a teaspoon of cod liver oil every single day, and they have, I mean, ever since they were done nursing.
Oh, that's cool. I know that if a woman will take cod liver oil or take a Nordic Naturals Ultimate 3 months before she gives birth, I would advise taking throughout the whole area of the growth of the fetus. But 3 months before birth, the IQ will be 9 points higher, and the baby will be calmer, and the mom will have less likely to have post-depression. Now, Chris, we're just about out of time here, but I recommend that every adult take two to three times a day. I mean, is ideal, at least two. And there's children's to take. But we got to run, Chris. Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. CV Sciences has Plus CBD Oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD Oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD Oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Folks, you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. Don't forget, if you want to hear a podcast of this, you can go to iHeartRadio.com. In a week or so, this will be podcast over there, but you can hear shows all the way back to February on iHeartRadio.com. And when you hit on their podcast section on their website, you put in Dan's Health Talks, and there I am. A lot of different people I've interviewed. Some of those shows I'm really proud of. And so I invite you to share that with other people and let them know. And let them know about this show. Now, there's an epidemic. We see it in our kids. But I understand it because I suffered from some of the things that kids are suffering from now. I had attention deficit as a kid. Just sort of a little hyperactive, at least. Yeah, hyperactive. And probably came from too much sugar and maybe from some of the overuse of the penicillin. Probably killed off my probiotics in my gut. The doctor in my little hometown used to call me Band-Aid Dan because about once every week or two I'd come in and needed stitches for this thing or that thing because I, you know, thought I was Tarzan, thought I was Superman. And no one was going to tell me different. I wasn't scared of jumping off anything and climbing onto anything. But the problem I had that is a common problem now is attention deficit. And the attention shifting from this to that and be overstimulated. It could be that the mind is of the person is just so responsive to all the stimulus around them that they're being overwhelmed by it. One of the things that helped me a great deal, it was my interest in hypnosis. I got into it when at first when I was in the seventh grade. Then I got into it again a little bit later on when I, in a really deep level, when I was in high school. Because there I was trying to, you know, manifest goals. I thought all you had to do is think about the same thing over and over again on a deep level. And once your subconscious accepted, it would manifest like magic. Never found it work quite that easily. I do know people are really good at it, and I was, but I got really, really good at meditation. I would do things like I would imagine my, when I would breathe, when I'd inhale, I'd imagine my foot getting expanding and then going back to normal. And then my calf, I'd breathe on the next breath and then go back to normal, then go all the way through the body until I was doing that with the muscles around the eyes and getting deeper and deeper. And I would first count down to 10. I would take an imaginary walk along the beach. Then I would work through the body like that. And then I got where I'd take a positive word and a color. And when I would breathe, I would imagine that in one part of the body, like joy might be represented by a rosy red, or peace might be a blue. And I would go through the body. Well, it was doing another thing. It was teaching me to focus my attention, to really be able to focus. I've noticed that I've spent so much damn time on the cell phone or watching TV that I'm having a distraction problem. And things that I used to really be good at getting done, I'm spending too much time on doing things that aren't that important, but are enjoyable, but not that important. I mean, I need to be painting more paintings like I usually do. I need to be working on some books that I'm three quarters through with one book. But things are distracting. And so we need, instead of distraction, we need traction in our life. We need to spend some time focusing. But we also need to practice things that help the mind focus and cut out different distractions. And so this needs to be taught to children, because we're having an issue that you can't believe the way their brain is being wired. You know, I heard a few years ago on a 30-second car commercial, they would have maybe two cars that they would show. And then in 20, 30 years ago, they would have to squeeze four cars in there because people's attention would switch channels if they didn't see enough activity. Now, it's even more extreme. You see these action-packed movies, you go, where's the story? Well, what about the characters? Well, if you spend too much time on those, people will lose their interest because they need constant stimulation to feel entertained. You know, I'm getting to be a guy that probably likes women's stories more than the men's, because the men's all the action, and the women's movies get into a storyline and more of a character. I like a movie that you really see the characters go through a lot of development and a lot of changes, and I like to be entertained by the story, not just about who can come up with the best special effects. It's cool that we have those, but it's, for me, it's starting to run its course, and I want to get a mixture there of, okay, special effects are nice, but give me some storyline. Give me something that really I'll remember. I just won't come out feeling like I got a zap with something and thought, well, that was fun. Now, what the heck was that about? We need to learn to focus. We need to meditate. If you don't meditate, you need to meditate. I have a program I used to teach, but I don't have my website up yet. And when I get the website up, I'll put it on there where you can download it, and it will help you on that. But doing little things like transcendental meditation is very simple. You count your breaths. You can start off that way. But you take a word. It can be a nonsensical word. Or it can be a word that's very important to you. If you're Hindu, they have Hindu words. If you're a Buddhist, they have Buddhist words. If you're a Christian, you can meditate on Jesus Christ, the name. And you can correlate that with your breath. Each religion can use what is symbolic to them, that has special meaning to them, and use that as what they meditate on the word. And they don't try to do anything but focus on that word. And as something else comes into the conscious, they just go back to try to focus on it. And they do that for 15, 20 minutes, and make a world of difference. You'd be surprised how many people out there are meditating and making a difference in their life because of that. And I just did that a couple hours ago. It was really important. Good meditation makes a world of difference. Even if it's only 20 minutes, it can change the whole day. Thank you, folks. I really appreciate you joining me today, and we'll be back next week. And tell your friends and family about the show. I really enjoy helping people, and I want to help you, and I want to help them as well. Talk to you next week.